Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the first day of the week. This is Yaina Yisrael with an edition of the Yehuda Project Radio Show, and that Sounds of Blackness. Hold on. How's everybody doing today? Shalom, 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 shalom. What's been going on? We guys missed you yesterday. Shalom, shalom. Brother Donnie, are you want to push one and let me know where you can hear me? Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Hallelujah. Hold on a minute. Let me get you open. I done told you to push one. Now I got to get this computer working right. Hold on. I'm on my way to you. Just give me a minute. All right, sir. I got your mic open. How you doing today?
Oh, I'm told. How about yourself?
Oh, no complaints at all whatsoever. How things going with you? Everything good?
So far, so good. I ain't got no complaints. And if I do, you know, see, I got to find somebody that's going to listen to it.
I heard you. So how was yesterday's class? How'd it go yesterday?
Well, yesterday went pretty well, as far as I can see. You understand? You know, we had a lively conversation. I think a lot of people joined in. You understand? And started, you know, gave their feedback, which was a good thing. Hallelujah.
Oh, you know, sometimes we gotta take a break. You know, it's a good thing when you guys can carry it on, because God forbid something happened, the show gotta go on, don't it? No matter what.
Absolutely.
No question. It's never about one person. It's about a nation. And we got to function
right. You know what you're talking about.
All right. Yeah. So tell me stuff. What y'all discussed? Tell me about what was going on. You know,
I can't bring you back from the past. You understand? You know.
Oh,
you understand? You know, my memory banks is shot. It's gone. But I just wanted to make sure that y'all understand that Trump is the modern day Pharaoh. And how I'm recognizing this is that in ancient times, the Almighty killed off all the firstborn of Pharaoh.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're finding out that his firstborn is Donald Jr., who has been tested to have the virus. So I'm watching this very closely.
Yeah, that's interesting. Ain't that something? I saw that on the news. Yeah. And then you think about all the children that they have done stuff to. I don't wish nothing bad on nobody, but you know, this is a situation now. Well, we got to really understand this thing. You know, you don't mess with y'all. Just do not, under no circumstances. You know,
So I'm looking at this very, 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 very closely, because the Almighty don't make no mistakes. He don't have to go back and fix nothing. You understand? So I'm looking at this very, very closely. It looks like it would be confirmation for me. If he happened to pass away, it wouldn't be surprising, because he's a nasty little boy anyway.
Oh wow,
that's just my opinion.
Okay, all right. Let me see. I got Brother Yerushalayim on. Brother Yerushalayim, can you push one? Shalom, Shalom. We get y'all brothers up in here talking. I think it's wonderful that somebody else took it over yesterday and was able to show went on. That's what we need. Sometime we got to have a break. Hold on, Brother Yerushalayim, your mic is open. How'd it go yesterday? What kind of feedback we got?
It was pretty good. There was a lot of people on the line. I mean, a lot of people on the line. I think it went pretty good. Open forum where we actually sit down and was able to talk about a few things. And you know, I showed a couple of videos, got everybody's attention, you know, about things going on around the world.
Okay.
Instead of just, you know, just here.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of got everybody's attention. But it went well.
Okay, good. So was there anything in particular between you and Brother Adonia that you think we should discuss further today, or was it just a lot of different things, or... You know.
Well, we talked to coming together and doing a prayer.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about that. And there were some very interesting things, you know, brought up, you know, such as one, you know, maybe we might want, one person brought up that maybe we might want to put a YouTube video, a quick YouTube video announcing the prayer, because the leaders are not going to talk to these people about it because of their own particular interests. And there's just so much drama going on with Israel right now. I mean, God, I'm not going to call the names of the different individuals, but mm-hmm. there's so much drama that it scares you to even me invite them.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, like what? I mean, what do you mean when you say drama with the individual groups?
Yeah, you got a particular individual who makes movies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he going at it with another pretty large group. Hell with it. I'm just going to say the names. Now you got Ron Dalton and T.O. Ministries. These are both individuals that, you know, I've written out to get them on board with us for the prayer last time.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just going at each other.
Wow.
And when I mean they going at each other, they saying that he's all about the money. They got videos on him showing him as he two-faced and all this. Then the other brother, he's going blah, 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 blah. I'm just like, really, this late in the game, we got to be fighting and hating. And I'm not the most learned Israelite there is. But one thing I do know is that we don't need to be involved in all this, you know, back and forth with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then they drawing in other groups now, you know, everybody want to attack Ron Dalton and all that. I'm not a Ron Dalton fan. I'm not anybody's fan, a fan of nobody but y'all. And
right.
When you start, you know, putting people up there, these leaders, now I'm listening to that, and then you had Guerrilla Hebrew and Sakari, all them got involved with it. And it was like, it was just too much for me. You know, it was just way too much when they said out there, everybody calling this person out, that person out. And they worry about the wrong doggone thing. They worried about DNA. You know, my DNA says such and such, and your DNA such and such. And all DNA, 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 G, H, B, and Q, C, C. The Most High's going to deal with who he's going to deal with.
That's true. That is true.
And you got a lot of that going on with these folks right now. They're not focused on the Most High. They focus on each other. And what I was talking about before, and I've been saying it ever since I've been on this, been part of the Nation of Israel. Ego. Men will kill you with their ego. Good Lord, I'm right. Oh, you wrong. I'm right. This one right. That one right. It's just so much stuff. I said, we don't need to invite nobody. And like some of the sisters said yesterday, let's just put it out there for us, because we know what we're here for. Let's do the right thing. Let's come to get everybody on board with the prayer. That's not
okay.
A problem. It's just that when you come in, you want to invite other people.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, do we really want to deal with this nonsense? Do we really want, because, you know, half of them ain't going to come because it's headed by a female, and that's wrong in itself. The other half ain't going to come because they didn't think of it, or they're not the one sponsoring it, or they're not the one doing it. It doesn't matter to me. It just, we need, you know, it's crazy, y'all. I'm sorry I'm talking so long, but it's just crazy, the stuff that Israel's doing right now. And we at the last minute, and we worried about somebody's DNA. If you ask me, if you ain't went back, I don't care what it's called, DNA and DNA 23 and me or whatever it is. I don't care what they can say. I do know for a fact that I researched my whole family tree. I can go back and name names, and I can go all the way back to the West Coast. You know, I know that.
Okay, let me chime in on this here. Let me try to explain something to you. Maybe you can get a bigger picture. Man, we need to stop working.
I don't have a problem. I understand what's going on. I'm not mad. I'm not upset. You know, and you saying that so I can understand. I understand exactly what's going on. I know. It's not
making
me upset.
No, you don't.
Okay, all right.
the reason why I say that you don't is that you wouldn't even be talking about it if you didn't, if you understood. I'm trying to explain something to you. We of the nation of Yehuda, that's who we should be concerned with. All them other people's going to have problems. They're going to have all of this. Everything that you see, they're going to have it. We got to stay focused on who we are. You understand? You didn't come by the nation of Yehuda by chance. The Almighty had it set up, and when you became aware of yourself, or when you became aware, you understand, you joined the nation of Yehuda. I believe in the nation of Yehuda. I believe that the nation of Yehuda needs to be setting up something to establish ourselves in the latter days. You understand? That's what I believe. Now, do I try to push my agenda? No, man. It's going to happen regardless of what I say. You understand? We got to stay focused on, you got to recognize it's only going to be a remnant. And 2/3 of us is not going to make it. You understand? And a lot of people play their own self out of pocket. Hallelujah. I hope you understood that.
Well, let me say this. I agree with both of you all. I think that a lot of the things, like I told you guys last week, Satan and the enemy going to walk us all the way out the door. Not only we're all the way out the door, he's going to try to destroy the whole Exodus like he did before and try to make this where this doesn't happen. A lot of the people that we consider to be Israel are not. They're just not. And then some people are put in place to be a distraction. Some of the people that you have called, I have mentioned myself about the way they teach, because they still teach you don't have to keep the law. Some of them are still teaching that. Some of the names that you mentioned are still teaching that you don't have to keep the law. Some people are still having church service, just like the Christian church. That's just what they're doing. But everybody that's proclaiming to be, because it's fashionable now to be an Israelite. It's fashionable now, instead of preaching the prosperity message, we're going to be rich by and by. If you give, you're going to get. They just turned it around and twisted it into something else. However, we know that in order to get what you need to get, you have to follow his laws, statutes, and his commandments. So if those people are focusing on something else, then sometime, I agree with both of y'all, you got to let them just be. Because, those are distractions to me, to try to keep Israel distracted from what's really happening. Because I would never give my DNA to no organization on this planet for them to run my DNA to prove that I'm nobody. They have lied to us so much and told us we was one thing, and then they switched it and told us we was something else, and then they switched it and called us something else. So absolutely not. DNA 23, I don't give a flying hoot about the Tucci tribe. I don't care about none of that stuff. Because one thing I know for sure is that the Most High knows his people. He knows who we are. He knows his people. And the rest of the folks that's distracted with all that foolishness, that's them.
Well, let me say one more thing here. You understand? Remember just last week, you understand, you was talking about these people, these white folks out of Australia is calling themselves Hebrew Israelites. Does it matter?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter at all, period. You understand? Almighty said, here's what the Almighty said. He said that he was going to come get his people from amongst the four corners, from out of the four corners of the earth. Now, we got to understand that the Almighty knows who he is. You understand? It's going to be a big surprise when they don't get chosen. You understand? And just like you just mentioned, you understand? Everybody got their agenda. You understand? The Rashion was right. You understand? There's a lot of ego in there, and this and that and the other. But Almighty is doing the choosing. We ain't doing no choosing. You understand? I say that I'm a Hebrew Israelite and I'm of the tribe of Judah. Do I have any proof?
I believe that. I believe that. My proof is how the description on how he made the description of Adonijah, one of David's sons. He gave the description, and that fits me. You understand? That's why I chose that particular tribe. I might have felt I might be somebody else. I might be another tribe. I might not even be a Hebrew Israelite. Yahina made it plain to me one day that the Almighty will fire you and keep you working.
He will.
No, yeah, I'm just saying. You understand that we got to stop getting in there. And then see, here's the thing. You didn't come by the nation of Yehuda by chance. You came by the nation of Yehuda was set up. You understand? And then when it was time for you to pick and choose, you understand, you became a part of the nation of Yehuda because the nation of Yehuda got a job. They got a job. You understand? They got to be the ones that set up the government structure. You understand? So this is not a by chance opportunity for us. You understand? This was set up by the Almighty, you understand, so that when we go back home, we can set up a government. We need to be spearheading a government structure. That's just my opinion. You understand? So I just want to, and Darash, I'm not trying to cut you down or anything. I'm just getting you to understand and realize them guys don't, look here, they're not going to do anything, you understand, to suit your, my, or anybody's, agenda. They're not going to do that. They're doing their thing. You understand? And we got to do ours. Hallelujah.
All right, Brother Yerushalayim, you got the floor.
Well, what I was saying is that I understand that. I was just voicing the fact that that's what they're doing, and I don't really want to be part of what they're doing. That's
right,
all
right.
I was saying. I wasn't saying why they do this, or I have an issue with it. I understand. You know, I do understand that. It just kills me in my heart when I see them. I understand why, but at the same point in time, I do have some compassion for our people, and it just kills me in my heart to see that they're doing the things they're doing.
And they're going to continue,
Yeah.
And to me, it is a distraction. It is just a point. I mean, because I've watched all of the people that you have known, that you mentioned. I've watched. You know, I've spoken to Ron. What's his name?
Dalton.
Yeah, I've spoken to Ron Dalton. Yeah. We've had him on the show. You know, as far as historian, he's an excellent historian. I mean, he gets into it. He breaks it down. You know, he's from the church. You know, he's coming to the knowledge of who he is. He's written a book. You know, he had big plans for Netflix and this and that and the other. And everybody has to, you know, we encouraged his book. We promoted to people to buy the book. He's an excellent historian. I mean, he has the information down. However, and it's good information to have. Don't get me wrong. I think the historical part and the genetic part and all that stuff is great information to have. But I look at it like this. You know, there's a lot of people that are going to be surprised when this thing is all said and done as to who Israel really is. Because, again, you always have to go back to the wheat and the tares. I don't think that, you know, some people have a field where they're experts in. They're good at it. And that's
right.
What he's always come out of the gate being, to me, as a historian. And I think it's a beautiful thing for him to be that. You know, Israel is known for debating. Well, I told you, when I first came over here, that's all they did. If you said a debate, everybody was on the conference call, non-Messianics and Messianics, debating over the things that to me was irrelevant at the end of the day, because I looked at it like this. We came together, we leave together, period. You know, so I don't focus on, if you notice, a lot of historical backgrounds and how we went into Negro land and blah, blah. I don't get into all that because there are some people out there that do it much better than I do. The Most High focuses the nation of Yehuda on the gathering of his people, because that's what he told us to do. Now, as far as the other person with the church, and I told you, I watched him too. I've watched him. I've listened to him very carefully. And to be honest, he's an excellent person when you get into history. If you really watch some of his videos about the church and what happened and how we did this and what happened with Constantine, and he's now talking about the Rothschilds, which is stuff we've already talked about. So, you know, these people are new. And as they begin to be new, you have to watch them go through the newness, because Ron Dalton was excited about Netflix. I have yet to see Netflix pick up anything that he has, because I was the same way. And when I first came in, oh, we can ready to do this, and we're going to do that, and I can see us doing this, and, oh, this going to blossom into that. And the brother that was helping me to make the transition said, Sister Diana, that's not going to happen. And I said, well, why not? I understand what he said, because you have to understand what this is all about. And it took me a minute to realize that you got two groups of people professing to be the same thing. And the most popular people are the ones that are out front. And they control it all, from Blog Talk to YouTube to Netflix to whatever. So, you know, as far as me thinking we getting ready to do this grand thing and make Israel be this grand place in the world, I had to fizzle out of that. And he's going to have to fizzle out of that. So what do? They result to a debate. And the only reason why they're able to do that kind of stuff, again, is because the people that are in charge of the systems that we have allow that to happen. Because if they wanted to shut this down, they could shut all this down. Blog Talk, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, all this could be shut down completely. And a lot of people would lose their minds, because they would have no way to communicate with each other.
Right.
It would. You know what I'm saying? I mean, so realistically, they have to come to that conclusion. The brother that has the church, some of his stuff is powerful. I mean, when he goes into detail and he breaks down, and I mean, he breaks it down because he's an attorney by profession. He's very strategic as to how he explains from point 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I've watched all of that. You know, and the one thing that I've seen that I realize that there's still some growing that has to be done is that he still believes we don't have to keep the law. So the Mosaic law. And, you know, and when I see that from a person that's new, I don't shoot him down. I just say, look, he still got some growing to do. You know, so I understand where you are in terms of not wanting to get caught up in that, you know, because to try to drag them into the process is more hassle than it's worth.
Right.
Shalom, let me say one thing, and I'm going to be quiet. You understand? Before they had YouTube and all of the agencies that you mentioned, they still had Hebrew Israelites.
Right.
Now when I first came into the way of the understanding, you understand, they didn't have all of that stuff, and we still was able to function. Now what's happened here is that it got blown out of proportion. Everybody and their grandmama wants to be a part of this here. It took on a whole new another form. You understand what I'm saying? But you know what? I stay true to my understanding that I have. You understand? But I do not knock anybody else's understanding. That's how they do. You understand? But what I do not like, and what I'm, you understand, is that they tried to bring that Jewish man into the conversation and the debate and all of that nonsense. You understand what I'm saying? Because what I don't like about it is because they give their view, and the people that are sitting on the fence, they gravitate towards his view or that Jewish man's understanding, because the understanding had a real, for us to understand who we are, it came from the Jewish temple, and they got those little places. You understand? So what I'm
trying to say is that, you understand, we need to stay focused on the nation of Yehuda. Now, if we decide that we wanted to put out a thing where it said, talk about, you understand, we having this prayer. If you want to come along, that's fine. You understand? Don't expect them guys to do nothing, no turnaround, and expect them guys to always cut down everything, if they, you know, you understand? But we got to stay focused on us. Do you remember, Sister Yaina, you know, you understand, when we had six members?
Yeah, I do.
Now, you understand, you got more members than you can keep track of. Why? Because we stay focused on the prize. You understand what I'm saying? And that's what we need to do. That's just my opinion. Now, they got this guy, Gorilla Hebrew. That ought to tell you something, Gorilla Hebrew.
Yeah.
Go on, child. Do your thing.
And you know what? It's a beautiful thing that they're growing, and we're growing exponentially. But, however, you're going to have all kind of babies growing, trying to come into the knowledge, because some people be like, okay, so what? We Hebrew Israelites. Okay, I can get with that. So what's the big deal? And when they say that, you know you haven't evolved, because you have to keep evolving. It's like my uncle told me, it's like an onion. The more layers you peel back, you're going to keep on peeling back them layers. And as you peel back layers, you grow. Me and Malcolm was talking about this very same thing today on a different topic. She was like, boy, if we only knew what we knew now, that we know now when we was young, how different life would have been. And, you know, like I told her, I said, mm-hmm. That's everybody's story, because there's a benefit to a level of maturity that a baby don't have. I said, it's almost like the Most High has put something, a mechanism in the younger people, and you can say young in age or young in not understanding the true nature of the whole Hebrew Israelite captivity and movement. It's like they don't want to listen, you know. But the people, like Brother Donnie, I've been here longer than us all, like, you know, and the people that are growing up are trying to tell the other people, come on, let's come together, let's reason together, let's pray together. And they're not trying to hear us, just like when we was young, we didn't want to hear our parents. But when you look back on it now in hindsight and you understand, you say, boy, if I had only listened, I wouldn't have wasted so much time. And that's where I see them. Those people are babies coming into something that they're getting excited about, but they don't want to do the thing that's necessary to get us out of here. Because to be honest, some people don't want to leave. They like it. They like telling their church members, boy, you about to be rich after the 400 years and the Most High judged this place. Get ready, y'all, because we're going to have businesses and all kind of stuff. We just going to blow up. Well, I'm waiting to see all that happen.
Uh-huh.
I really do. I want to see, because that's just another prosperity message turned upside down. You know, so it's like, for us, I just watch. I don't say nothing. You know, I just kind of watch him and I don't say nothing. But the truth of the matter is that when that kind of stuff comes out of their mouth, you know they're not mature yet. You know, and like Brother Donnie, I said, no matter whether we have Facebook, Twitter, or Blog Talk, or a free conference call, or whatever we use, Zoom, or whatever they're using, we still have to function as a nation and be able to do the things that we have to do, because he was around when wasn't none of that stuff around.
Absolutely.
You know, so as we evolve, we watch the babies evolve and grow, and we let them do what they want to do, because they're wasting time to me. But some people don't want to come together and pray because they really don't want this to end. They don't.
Sister Yaina. You understand? See, the reason why the Almighty had put this, you know, spread it out, because they cut themselves off.
Yeah.
What they're doing, they're cutting themselves off. You understand? Because when the Almighty gets ready to make make his grand appearance and do mm-hmm. this thing, you understand what I'm saying? He knows the whole story. He knows what it's about. You understand? Because this is his what's needed. And he allowed all of this stuff to flourish, explode, you understand? You know? I just
just can't see, and, you know, I don't know whether you know me or not, man, but I just can't understand how they keep letting these old Jewish guys get involved. You understand? They got that vocab Malone, you understand, don't know a damn thing, you understand? And they, and in fact, when they do have him on the program, they don't give it, they don't lay it on him. They don't lay the story on him. Maybe because they don't know the story. But they need to lay the story on him, man. You understand? Because he can't keep going around. And what they did was vocab Malone and Rosenberg, and they had this other Jewish guy on Gorilla Hero, had him on, you understand what I'm saying, for an hour or 2 hours, you understand, and they got nothing in, you know, nothing transpired. It's just a bunch of nonsense, it's stupidity, you understand, you know, and then they go back to their little organization, or they set up a little video on YouTube or wherever, you understand, and they talk about, oh, the Hebrew Israelites, they ain't no, there's no such thing as no Hebrew Israelites. Then they start to be able to bring in nonsense stuff, stuff that is unrelated, you understand? So, you know, that's the kind of stuff that I dislike, you understand? We need to pay attention to who our Elohim is and do our thing, you understand what I'm saying, what he has set us up to do. Nation of Yehuda, you understand, is to gather the people, then that's what we need to be doing. The, you know, and it's all right, man, to invite them to a prayer, whether they show up or not. Hallelujah.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, I agree. I agree with both of you all. I do. I agree. But we just got to, you know, and I don't debate. And when you grow up, you just don't get caught up in that. I don't have time for that. Because everybody has the work to do. This is too big for one person to do anyway. You know, so the Most High, look, I've learned one thing if I haven't learned anything else. The Most High recruits all kind of people to get his agenda done. White people, black people, blue people, green people. Everybody has a part to play that was born on this earth. Now, who you are and whether you end up on the right side will be, the truth of that will be told when it's all said and done. You know,
absolutely.
But the Bible says from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So you can always tell what a person thinks by what they say. So, I mean, you know, it is what it is. It's very interesting, but I know how you feel. I know. I was hollering and screaming with folks like, why y'all can't just come together? I just don't understand. But I do now because everybody's not Israel. They're not.
Right.
Remember, Sister Yaina, when you had six people, I said, just keep coming on, keep coming on. You understand? Keep talking about the truth. And now, you understand? That's how you explode. That's how you, because when we come on and when you're doing anything, you give people a chance to talk, then you explain to them what the truth is in the matter, if you can, you understand? But you get, you know, and you start exploding like that. People love to come on this program. I from what I understand, they, you understand, they may not show up to none of the events like State of the Nation address. They didn't, you know, but we had a few people, you understand, but they don't mind coming on to our program at all once they hear the agenda. Hallelujah.
And then a lot of times, too, and I'm going to let you have the floor, brother, you're watching now. You know, a lot of times people do that on YouTube to get numbers. They still trying to collect numbers. And it's like, you know what? That's why I stopped putting stuff on YouTube. Because we have enough stuff
right
out there. We do. We have enough stuff out there is that if you tap into it, you will get a world rounded view of what the scripture says. And for people to constantly just bombard YouTube and bombard it, some people are doing that to get numbers. So you have to let them do that to get numbers if that's what they after, because our goal is to gather the people so we can go home. So, you know, I thank you for doing that, you know, yesterday and giving them an opportunity, you know, to be able to put some stuff together. And if it's just us, it'll be just us, you know, because it's sad, but he never moves in numbers. He never deals with large numbers of people. He only needs a few. You know, but I think the biggest thing for me this weekend was to realize how important the men's call is and the women's call. Man, you just don't know the power behind what the Most High has given in your hands to be able to do. You know, there is a need for what we're doing. And right now, you know, our numbers may be moderate or minimum, but I think the Most High has given us an opportunity to lay the foundation, because I'm telling you, just the people that I came in contact with, I realized at that point that this was truly necessary, because this is how we heal, you know, and that is the major thing for us, is to be able to heal so that we can function. Now, the grandstanders and the people that's looking for attention, they're going to always be the ones, and you know, and that's why I like the brother who came on the call, on the women's call. You know why? Because it wasn't pre-rehearsed.
Right.
It was raw and uncut. And everybody can't be that way. Some people have to say, to do and say things that they feel like is politically correct. But the brother was raw and uncut. You know, and it kind of cut us up more than it did him. Because, you know, because he asked us, like, do you want me to be 100% truthful? And we was like, yes, and he was. You know, and it was a moment where we could just sit back and say, wow. You know, so the real people are over here is what I'm trying to say. We the real
right.
people over here that kick it real. You know, the rest of them, all the pluff and the fluff and the cocktails and all, let them do that over there. For real, because you know people at this stage of the game, like you say, it's too late in the game to be putting on a facade. It's time to be real.
Absolutely. We on the other side of the 400 years.
You know, yeah, people have real answers. You know, and if you want to pretend like you got this church and you getting ready to take this church to the next level with the Hebrew Israelites and the God of whomever, do what you feel best to do.
And you said it best, Sister Yaya, and I'll never forget it. You said the Almighty will fire you and keep you working.
And let you keep working. So we'll know you fire. You'll let you keep working, because guess what? At the end of the day, the Israel is being awakened. And your mouth is helping to do
right.
it, but it don't mean you're going to make it.
That is absolutely correct. Exactly what I meant.
Yeah. Somebody get used in the process, you know, so we just got, so I appreciate everything that you did yesterday and all of the people that was on the call yesterday and whomever was doing whatever. Everybody has a part to play, and the Most High looks at the intent of the heart.
Okay.
Right.
Hello. You understand? You know, when you mention gorilla Hebrew, man, that should tell you something right away. Gorilla Hebrew.
You right.
Brother Donnie, I'm trying to start.
Yeah, but he's right. But he's right about that.
I have never looked at gorilla Hebrew. I don't even know what that is. I've never seen it before.
I've only seen it like once or twice. I haven't seen it a lot either. I only seen it once or twice. It just kind of took me aback, you know, all these crazy names.
Yeah. Then you got to take a look at the Hebrew. He looked like an Arab, if you take a look at him.
Yeah, you're right.
Then they got, what's his name, that guy, IUCPKWXYZ, you understand? They have a radio station, you understand? And he's explaining stuff. He calls himself a Hebrew. You understand? And he got a Edomite sitting right next to him. Right. What? You understand? He claimed to be a Hebrew Israelite. If you look at him, he looked like an Edomite. Period. So, you know, these guys got this messed up agenda. You understand? They got their alternative motives. You understand? Come on. You understand? So I don't listen to none of that stuff. I hear him. You understand? And they better not ask me.
I'm not touching that. I'm not touching cereal. I'm not going to touch that. However, I just think, you know, it is what it is. I mean, you know, everybody has a to play. Some of them, whatever team you think you're playing on, I hope we all on the same team, on the same page, because our ultimate goal is to get out of here. Now, everybody may not feel that way. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Everybody, I told you, one of the sisters told me Jerusalem was in Utah. And I'm like, how in the world? It is, Yaina. The borders have been changed. And I said, Utah, though, for real?
Oh, boy.
So, I mean, there's so many different facets out there is why we have to stay grounded. Because people need to come somewhere where they can be grounded.
Okay, my question here is that which one of those nations or which one of those groups that we mentioned or that we know, you understand, is talking about the 400-year, the 400 years or our exit out of here. Which one of them groups is talking about that? None of them. I listen all day long, all the time, and I have not heard them mention anything like that. You understand? So, you understand, we got to understand, we got to know that our group, you understand, we keeping it real. Hallelujah.
Brother Yerushalayim?
I'm here. I'm just laughing now. It is kind of funny. It really is kind of funny. And you know, that's wasted energy even thinking about it. But it did throw me for a little loop. It's like, wow, I'm going to go through this again. The only reason I started, because I started like I did last time. I said, well, I'm going to go get these guys' addresses and stuff. I'm going to email them and all that. And then something just told me, look at this video about this guy. That first thing pop up, boy, they is going at it. I mean, I want to say some of the things because it's kind of funny. You got one over there to my nigga, please. And I'm sitting there going, what are y'all doing? What are y'all doing? And I mean, they're going back up. It's just so much ego running off at it. You just have to laugh about it. And I was saying, we don't need to be bothered with all that mess and all that drama.
I mean, because at the end of the day, guess what? Our goal is to get out of here. We have to finish fulfilling that prophecy and waiting for Yah to fulfill that prophecy. And when you, like I said, there has to be a level of spiritual maturity and spiritual professionalism in order for Yah to use you. He didn't use everybody. He didn't. He picked and chose whom he was going to use. And then he also picked and chose who was going to be there to be able to see the things that he was getting ready to do up close and personal. So the spiritual maturity and the spiritual professionalism is so very important. It's very important. Because Yah is not going to let you make a fool out of him. That's why the scripture said, be not deceived. This used to be my favorite scripture. And I'm going to interpret it for you. Don't fool yourself. He said, Yah is not mocked. That means he will not let you make a fool out of him. That's what it say. Whatsoever a man that shall he reap. You're going to get back the things that you've done and the things that you said. You are.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get it back. It's coming back on you. So it's best to be very careful. And if you ain't afraid, don't be afraid. So keep doing what you're doing. But all I can say is that over here, we're going to do what the Most High tell us to do. I mean, you to the best of our ability. And one thing he does not like is when people destroy his people. When he wakes up a person and you deliberately send them in a tailspin, confusing them about what the Most High says. I'm not going to be responsible for that. Now, if they can't take that from a woman, tough titty, Mr. Kitty. That's all I can tell you. Because I'm going to do what he wants me to do, period. And all that bullying and stuff, I'm going to do like everybody else on this line. I believe have the same sentiment. We're going to be obedient and do what he tells us to do. Because he puts souls in our hands to be able to help to get through this process, because it's a rough process to go through.
Mm-hmm.
And you confusing folks. It's ridiculous. What about the rest of the story? Okay, you got the DNA down. What about the rest of the story? So I would not worry myself over them, because they're going to do what they're going to do. That's too much time wasted, too much energy wasted, and it makes us look unorganized. It makes us look like a bunch of controlled chaos. And it don't even seem controlled, because we all over the place. Everybody's all over the place. That's why I put that YouTube clip out there, the last one I put out there, What We Believe. Because we have to be able to tell the people exactly what we believe, so that they don't group us up all together. Oh, well, see, all of them is weird. Them some weird folks. That's a cult. No, we're not. No, we're not. No, we don't have everybody. We're not. You know, because you know, one thing I know about y'all is you're not going to rush nothing. You can want all the things in the world to happen, but I still ain't seen Ron Dalton on Netflix.
Nope.
I ain't seen it yet. And for the other pastor, I still ain't seen a bunch of Hebrews with their own businesses and stuff booming because the 400 years is over. We're in a doggone pandemic. Ain't nobody's business is booming. I mean, you got to just look at it. The Most High ain't going to let nothing. Man is not going to control this thing right here. You're going to have to wait on this prophecy to come to pass. He had told all them folks, now that the 400 years is over, get ready to start running your businesses, because we getting ready to boom. After he judged this nation, we going to boom. And have, well, ain't nobody booming. Stuff is closing down.
That's a great wealth.
We're going to have a moment to do what we need to do in America. That is not what the scripture says.
Right.
But you got some people that believe it, and they paying to hear it. So, I mean, you know, it is what it is. And then he says the only law we have to keep is the law of grace. When does the grace become a law? The laws is already set up with Moshe. Those haven't changed.
Yep.
But he's an excellent researcher. Excellent. The brother's a lawyer by profession. He's an attorney by what was. I don't think he's doing it anymore. But he's an attorney by profession. And he has his own church, so he's an excellent researcher. You know, but again, you have to, without throwing salt or labeling anybody to be the devil, you just have to understand where they are in their growth process.
Right. And I agree with that.
It just ain't where you are. They haven't made it there yet. And they don't want nobody to tell them that. Because they making money. You know what I'm saying? They don't want nobody to tell them nothing. The big boom that went through, ain't no telling how much money he made off of that. For real. Everybody put their stuff on YouTube, their events, and all the stuff they done did with their tents outside and their cameras. We've all done it. But at the end of the day, we all still sitting here waiting on y'all. All of them.
Yep.
For real. Everybody done sat down, and now we got. That's why I said it's a period. I've noticed it's a trend when he'll give you a project, and you'll plateau, and you'll go up to the peak. Everybody will be excited. We're going to wait for this moment, and then when that moment comes, then it goes back down again, and then you got to come back down. You got to settle yourself down, and you got to wait. And then he'll give you another event that's coming, and it'll plateau. And, you know, then it'll level out and everybody will get to do it and then it'll go back down again. And that's what we're seeing happening. So when it go back down, they start debating just to keep some excitement in the room. But it ain't going to change nothing because we still got to wait on y'all.
Uh-huh.
It's his story. I wish I could change it. I wish I could say, poof, we're going home. December the 31st of 2024. I wish I could say that, but I can't.
Right.
You know, so we just have to wait on him. You know, and then you have to learn how to live it. You got to live this thing. So I watched the video not too long ago, Friday, I think it was. Excellent young man did a video about, what is that man, that young man's name? I think it's New something. He's New Blood or New some young guy. And it's NU. He's a Hebrew Israelite or New something. I forgot and he has dreads. And he was doing an interview with a guy who used to be in the entertainment industry. He told it all. He did. He told it all about the R&B, and then he got on the gospel stuff. He told it all. And they waking up. They waking up by the droves. They coming out of these places by the droves. They are. That's why I promote us to be professional at all costs, because the people that the Most High has chosen us to be around that's going to get us where we need to go is going to be the people of the other nations. They're going to be the ones that are going to transport us. They're going to be the ones that's going to set this up politically. That's why I tell everybody, watch what you say, because they're listening. Even if it's the way you feel, sometimes everything that's lawful is not expedient. And some people will be like, well, it's going to happen anyway. But he always uses people.
Yep.
I think you guys did a great job. And if it's just going to be us, I'm good with that. It can just be us. I'm good with that. Because I'm all right with that. I think that's great. I think that you guys did a great job. I'm glad somebody can take it over because, sometimes I need a break. I'm going to be honest. We've been doing this nonstop for years. And why do we do this? Because of the people. Because you never know who somebody calls and say, this is my first time listening, and I just heard about you guys. And then, you take off and be like, well, we just ain't going to have no show today. I don't feel like doing it. So we try to make sure that somebody is keeping it going.
Right.
And I commend you, you, Brother Donia, Sister Sanaya, and Sister Natanya, everybody, all the brothers and sisters who kept it going yesterday, all praises to the Most High, Yah, because if something happens to me, Yah forbid, this can't stop. I'll just see you on the other side, but this can't stop. You got to keep it going. Because these are souls at stake. And they coming out of these churches. I'm telling you, the man woke, he said he woke up to the fact that he was an Israelite and everything changed for him. So guess what he's doing? He's witnessing to the people in the church and he's talking to the people in the church and the people in the music. He said, I used to sing them songs, them ratchet songs, telling people to kill each other and the da 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 da. He said, that was me, but y'all convicted me because of that. So they waking up by the droves. They are waking up. And we just got to be there. We got to be there for them. So that when they wake up, you know what I'm saying? Because he got to use somebody. He got to. So it is what it is. And how wicked it is and all the wicked stuff they be doing. And he talked about it all. And I was just like, wow. And he said gospel is worse than R&B. He said, because the reason R&B, you knew they was thugs and they was dangerous. He said the most sanctimonious person in gospel is deadly and crucial. So it's like, whoa. So it's the same stuff going on over there, too. They cutting each other down, too, and cutting each other's throat, too, and all that kind of crazy stuff. But at the end of the day, the Most High going to choose his people. And I just look at it now like an invasion of intellectual property. I really do. You know how you sign one of those waivers when you work for a company that says because we have it on our disclosures too when you come aboard to Nation of Yehuda, that all of the intellectual property that we have created for our company belongs to our company, and you cannot take it and use it somewhere else.
Yep.
That's how I look at the Bible. The Bible is an invasion of intellectual property. They have taken it, and they have used it for their own good and their own benefit. I do. So, you know, when you understand that, I'm trying to pull up the, it says that the intellectual property, listen to what it says, is intellectual property is a category of property that includes intangible creations of the human intellect. There are many types of intellectual properties, and some countries recognize more than others. The well-known types are copyrights, patents, trademarks, and trade secrets. So, you know, when the Most High says that this is my spiritual intellectual property, and I am going to give this property to a certain specific group of people to understand what this writing is all about. This writing has been patented in heaven. Man has tried to change it. He put different words in it, but I'm going to stand by this intellectual property right here. And somebody found out that this book was powerful enough to control people. So they took it, and they plagiarized the intellectual property that the Most High made, and they created religion. And they put music to it to make it seem like it was spiritual. And this is where we get all of the different religions from. So, I mean, you know, when you look at this kind of stuff, you know, you just have to see it for what it is and keep it moving, because man is always trying to control. And they've stolen Yah's intellectual property. They've stolen it and benefited for themselves. They even set up schools called cemetery schools to teach the people that come to those schools how to use this stolen intellectual property.
Right.
I'm serious. Ain't that something?
Yeah, it is.
And they'll tell you in a minute, how you know more than me? I went to seminary school. Okay.
I heard them before.
Me too. But guess what? I bet you know more than they do now.
Yeah. Because I talked to one, and they get just as confused.
Yeah, because it's stolen property. It's been stolen. That's why you don't see no power in there, because the Most High is not going to allow his power to be used by people that has used it and stolen it. Now, he's letting them use the property because because we're spiritual people, we have to have something to connect to that we think we're connecting to the God of that book. He's allowed that to happen. But as he wakes his people up and he explains what this stuff is in this book, it takes on a whole new meaning and a whole new purpose. It does. So, you know, when you see the babies arguing and fighting, all you can do is just laugh and say, they did them babies over there, man. They did, no matter how old they are. How many times have we been on this show and people been on here saying, I have never learned this much stuff, and I've been in church for 40 years?
That's true. That is so true.
And they in their 50s and 60s. 40s, 50s, and 60-year-old babies, spiritual babies, that are for the first time learning things about the God that they thought they knew. You know, all praises be to the Most High Yah. That's all I can say. You know, you consider yourself blessed to be a part of the elect. We hold a special place. I'm telling you, you think I'm joking, but the nation of Yehuda holds a very special place. Now, that doesn't mean we're better than anybody else or they're, you know, whatever, but I really do believe he's going to use us to do something great. I don't know how or when or what it's going to be. You know, I've had some people speak some things into my life, but I'm waiting just like everybody else waiting for the list. I'm like the Mission Impossible. You waiting on the tape recorder under the bed. You know, good evening, Mr. Phelps.
Yep.
Your next time is on. I mean, really, you can't move unless he tell you. You know, because, I mean, what's next? Other than us gathering and getting out of here, that ain't nothing else we got to wait on.
That's true.
Phew, I'm ready to go. But I can't go until he say so. I prayed over my grandbaby. I said, y'all, and he's a little bitty fella. He's only, what, 5 or 6 months old? I said, y'all, you know, bless this baby and his children and his children's children, that he's able to live his life in the land of Zion, that as he grows up, his children and children get to run the streets of Jerusalem or be able to live on the land of Canaan. That's our home.
Yeah.
You know, and I look at, I want to say this, and I know I may be stepping, but give me a minute. Because it's something that I want to say.
Okay.
I don't want to get into anybody's, and I'm not speaking to anybody on this line. I'm speaking to somebody else. And I don't mean to get into your life or your marriage. I don't want to get in that. However, all I can tell you is this. Marriage is one thing. Family is one thing. And duty is one thing. And if I had the opportunity to be able to live in my homeland and be able to be around my family in my homeland and thrive in my homeland, you don't know what I would give to be able to do that. And the fact that you have that and you choose not to be there, I believe is something that you're going to regret one day. Because our elders are getting older, our family members are getting older, and one day they're going to leave here, and you're going to regret the fact that you didn't spend time when you could. I understand making sacrifices for a marriage and a family. I get that. But if I could go home, and I could go back home to my own country and live on the land of Canaan and be with my family, there's nothing that I wouldn't give to be able to do that. And I believe that stands for anybody on this line. We would be able to do that. We would do it in a heartbeat if we could. And the fact that you have one and you've chosen to leave for whatever reason, I really do believe, and I don't get in people's business, but this has been something that's been on my spirit for a long time. And I ain't calling no names, but you know who you are. The fact that you chose to leave at the most crucial time, I believe it's going to come back to haunt you after a while. That's all I got to say. All right. So, you know, doing that, you know, moving forward, changing the subject and moving on, you know, it's very interesting. That's all I can say. You know, we just got a lot of work to do, and it's bigger than, you know, but go ahead, Brother Yerushalayim. I've just been talking. Your turn. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay, Sister. Yeah, you know, I'm, you know, and you're right. Changing the subject, though. I was able to share my screen yesterday, and I showed them a video of the object that they saw. It was an actual craft. You could see it. It was a mile long. They estimated it was one mile long.
Wow.
And it was about 100 miles above the earth. So it wasn't an airplane. You couldn't say it this, couldn't say it that. It was just so surreal because this stuff is starting to pop up now every day.
A mile long, huh?
A mile long.
Wow. Man, you think the people going to be ready to see something like that?
No. No.
You know? And that's what they should be preparing their people for. They on a stupid, I don't know. I mean, really.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but once it happens, it's going to be too late.
It's going to be, yeah, it is. Because this stuff going to come upon us, and it's going to be there, and it's going to be dead in everybody's face. It ain't going to even be, that ain't going to be funny at all.
You know, but, like I said, this is something that you tend to watch a lot. And I think it's great. You know, it is. It's great that you're watching it. Because, you know, that's the stuff, you know. And then you got these people that's popping up with these schools where they're making people pay them to go to Hebrew school. What is that you got learning that don't nobody else know?
Yep. All about the money.
So, you know, it is what it is. It's, you know, you just see it, and it's everywhere. It's the same way in the church. It's the same way in society. It's everywhere, you know. But what can you do? You just got to watch it, and you got to be the bigger person and not respond to it the way that they do, you know, because they gonna have to deal with God. I don't know if they really understand they're going to have to deal with him. But that's going to be something that they're really going to have to explain to Yah why they doing all the stuff that they doing. And you know, we ain't listening to no woman and we ain't pleased. Everybody got to work with each other. Don't one person have it all. Don't nobody have it all. You know? You got to learn how to love. He said, by this will all men know that you belong to me when you can show love one toward another. They must have read over that part. I don't know.
Oh, they skipped that one.
And y'all done called names.
Mm-hmm. Lord. I mean, it really was like a bunch of 3-year-olds, you know, arguing with each other. Mine. You know, that kind of crazy stuff.
Right, absolutely. You just like, okay, well, all righty then. You know, because this is going to be what it's going to be. Everybody jocking to be number one. It's like, have at it, because the hell that's going to go with it, and you're going to really wish you hadn't have done it, because it ain't going to come easy.
Nope, not at all.
You're going to have to go through some hell to get here, buddy. You know, so, I mean, it is what it is. I'm just proud of everybody on this line that we have been consistent and that we have come and that we keep doing what we're doing. And like I said, I mean, we may put some more stuff back up on YouTube, but it's enough. That's why I don't tape none of the classes that we have. I had a lady ask me yesterday, well, are you going to tape the women's call? I said, no, you have to be on the call. We're not going to do all that because, I mean, we got enough stuff out there.
Yeah.
We got 100 and some odd videos out there. If that ain't enough, I don't know what else you need. No.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it is. It's enough for you to know what's going on. And we back it up with scripture. And we're on here consistently all week long. When you got a schedule Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Saturday, and Sunday. That's a sacrifice that everybody makes. You know, so that we can
I'm appreciative.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was saying that I'm appreciative of the sacrifices that everybody making, that you making, so that we can have all this talk.
Yeah,
I am.
Yeah, you too. Everybody's making a sacrifice to come home from work and to get on the lines and to sit here and the readings on Wednesday and the readings on Thursday and then, you know, the class on Saturday and then the radio show on Sunday. We've been doing this for years, every week, for years. Like some of the groups, they've been out on the street corners for years.
Yeah.
Everybody got a part to play. Everybody has a part to play. You know. I can't do theirs. They can't do mine. Nobody can do yours. Everybody has a part that they have to play. And we have to stay diligent. You know, no matter what goes on in our personal life, we have to be here with a smile on our face and at least not let you know what's going on and keep doing the work of Yah. And when you work his business, he'll take care of yours. But you got to show up. No. Not only did it take time, it took talent and it took treasure. All of the people, I want to thank all of the people who send money through the mail, because I never ask anybody for anything. But you don't know how many times people have sent checks through the mail. $25 here, $20 here, $50 here, $500 here. That helps to make sure this stuff keep going. Because when it was six of us and I didn't have no job, we were struggling to keep this stuff going on. But the Most High made a way. You know, Brother Donnie, I was sending his money to help out when he could. I mean, I thank everybody for what you have done, whether it's time, talent, or treasure. But this is how you stay consistent. And we kept it going. You know, and that's why the Most High, I believe, is going to bless us to be able to do. We'll be a major player in it. I won't say we'll do it all, but we'll be a major player in it. And I'm sure it's not just going to be us, because this is too big for one person. We worldwide. Yeah.
That's why I said that the nation of Yehuda is supposed to set the stage as to our destination. Because it wasn't by chance.
No.
You understand? This was not a thing that you had in your mind that this is what's going to happen. It was already in place.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to Sister Yaina, you understand, that she was able to bring it forth, bring it out, you understand, and those of us that joined on, you didn't join on by accident. Understand? This was something that the Almighty had already set up, man, because the nation of Yehuda got to go first.
Absolutely. And you got to be a self-proclaiming Israelite to be able to claim to even be from the nation of Yehuda.
Okay.
Yeah.
Self-proclaiming. You can't be hiding in the corner. Tell me, I'm an Israelite in the corner. You incognito. No, you don't get to hide over here. You're going to have to step out. You know, but we showed up. Everybody don't show up. We showed up. We stood up and said, this is who we are. You know, we ain't take down or back down. This is who we are.
How long we been in play? About 10 years now, ain't it?
Oh, yeah, close to it. He needs some soldiers. You know what I'm saying? This is what we will. Everybody be like, well, you know, they can do anything. They can't do no more than he allowed them to do.
And believe it or not, Sister Yaina, man, we didn't have no reason for us to stop doing what we was doing. You understand? Mm-hmm. It wasn't, you know, you understand? Nine times out of ten, you know, the people set up stuff, man, and before you know it, they all. you can't find them no more.
Can't find them no more, nope. Been faithful over a few things. See, we've been faithful over a few things. And he said, Yah will make you ruler over many. If you're faithful over a few things, he'll make you ruler over many. Gotta be faithful. You gotta show up. You know, and it's a lot. Trust me, it's a lot. On top of everything, on top of working, on top of family, on top of children, on top of it's a lot. But guess what? I love making the sacrifice. I don't have a problem with it because I want to see y'all do what he say he going to do. And I believe he will.
That's my request.
Yeah.
I believe that the Almighty going to do what he say he going to do. And yeah. he hasn't proved me wrong yet.
Me either. Like you said, he ain't never came back and said, oops, I got to do that over again. Never one time has he ever done it. He's powerful enough to do whatever he say he going to do. know, and I'm waiting on it because I want to see it. And I ain't always 100% correct, you know what I'm saying, but I do my best. I try, you know, and I'm trying to do the best I can like everybody else. I'm just trying my best to be obedient and do what he tell me to do. You know, and we just have to do that. We going to have to do what we got to do. You know, so it is what it is. We here.
You know what's so amazing is that the Almighty had set this in play when he spoke to Abraham in a dream or in a vision. He let him know that we were going to be in a land that was not ours and that we were going to be casting for 400 years. That is exciting right there, you understand, to see this transpire. Because at no time in the history of the world, no nation has been subjugated and put in a position like we have for 400 years. Nobody.
That's true. That's true. Absolutely. That is true.
That opened my that was confirmation for me. That let me know that the Almighty had, you know, he got a plan. And this is his plan, man, to put his people, the ones that he chose to be his people, you understand, putting them back in place, you understand, because of, and I can't say this more often, is that this punishment, this chastisement, you understand, was set up for our punishment, nothing else. And if there's something else that he set this up for, please explain this to me.
All praise be to the Most High. I'm ready. I mean, you know, and especially when you understand everybody ain't gonna make it. Everybody ain't gonna make it.
You know it. And he said it.
I'm glad that I met you guys. I'm glad that I had the opportunity to have this experience. And that the Most High will, and I pray every day that he continues to allow me to be able to do the things that I'm doing. You know, because somebody else could be doing it.
Yep, the Almighty is powerful beyond compare.
Mm-hmm. All praises be to the Most High, Yah. You know, but, I mean, you know, you ain't going to stop Israel. Israel done showed out all down through the Bible. They're going to keep on showing out. That's something we ain't going to be able to stop. You know, and if he tell you you a stiff-necked, hard-headed people, then he really knows his people for real. He do. You just got to let him. I mean, you know. So, you know, if the names and things that was mentioned today, you know, we all still family. We love everybody. We just got to keep it moving because, you know, if that's what he called you to be, to do, that's what he called you to do. You know, I don't believe in going to the Israeli for information about Yah. I don't think that I have to because we're his people. He's going to explain everything he needs for us to know what we need to do. I don't justify myself by getting approval from them because they're playing their part just like we got to play ours. It's simple as that. No, when the time comes, everything going to be settled. Everything will be settled in a little bit. But again, like I said, I want to thank everybody for doing what they did yesterday, you know, and giving me that time off. I really appreciate that. We're going to do that more often because sometimes I need a break, even with the radio show. You know, I've been trying to look for somebody to be a commentator for the radio show, to be able to run the radio show. So these are the things that we need because I've been trying to relinquish some of that, you know, from so somebody, not that I won't be here, but just so somebody else can do it. So if somebody's interested in doing that, email me, you know, at the Yehuda Project. We can get somebody else to do this because the show got to go on. Everything has to keep functioning. It should never be contingent upon one person. You know, Brother William does the High Holy Days. Which I think is excellent. I need that took a load off. You don't realize how much a load off that took thank you so much for that. You know, Sister Yesenia and your brother Uriah and brother Jeremiah, they're working on the models for the website and stuff, so that we can, some of this stuff, the basic things, we can already have set up for the people. You know, so we're working on that. Sister Yeshandia, she did the newsletter. I'm going to change the date and get that out to you guys. It's just been so much. It's a lot. You know, we can, Brother Yerushalayim and Brother Udonia and all of you guys, y'all handling the man's call. We getting it together. It's just coming together very slowly, but it's coming together nevertheless. And it's best for it to start out slow and sure. You know, and people will start to come. Believe me, there is a need for what we're doing. It's a need.
These are the guys that brought us over here captive, and we got some nerve to want to believe what they have to tell us. Please.
Well, it is what it is. We just got to keep it moving and do what we have to do to get where we're going, because we're getting there, you know. And how you know we're getting there is the opposition that we receive. We're getting there. People have an issue with that fact, but we're still getting there nevertheless, and we're doing it together, Masonic and non-Masonic. They said this is not possible. Yes, it is, because we're doing it. We are doing it. You know, so we have broken through a whole lot of barriers and showed the fact that it can be done. And the Most High can't be none but pleased. For us to be able to put this together and for him to allow us to be able to put this together like this, this is his doing.
Exactly. Like you said, we're supposed to play a major part in this.
I believe we will. I believe we will. Because of the fairness, because of the spiritual professionalism, because of the spiritual maturity, you know, because of the openness, because of the commitment, because of the consistency, you know, all of those things, you know what I'm saying? You know, the foundation being sound and foundation is strong, you know, and sound teaching, you know what I'm saying? And just reading the scriptures for what they say. And, you know, everybody, you know, when you can just read the Bible and people say, I never saw that before.
Absolutely.
I've been preaching for 50 years and never seen that before.
Okay, I've been in this way for 50 years, and I learn something every week.
Yeah.
I learn something new. 50 years I've been a Hebrew Israelite.
Yeah. So y'all got to be doing something for people to have that kind of response. All it takes is for it to be the right time for the right person to hear it, and the door pushes open. And then it ain't going to be no time to rest. It's just not going to be. So rest while you can. Because all it takes is for the right show and the right person to hear it, and then the door going to push open. And then he's going to open the door for us to be able to walk through the door. To be represented, to represent him. Because they don't have no crazy folks representing him. He ain't hooping and hollering and screaming and jumping and stomping, and that's immaturity. Immaturity. You know? We just love y'all. We just got to do what he say. He's coming, but when it do come, you ain't got no time. So, I mean, you know, everybody that took offices, and if you still want to be a part of it, let us know. You say, well, we ain't doing nothing yet. No, you not, because you ain't ready yet. Because once it happens, it's just going, the door going to push open. And unfortunately, I guess some people just going to have to get ready in the midst of it. But once it happens, the door going to just push open.
It's got to be somebody that really wants to do the same, because everybody, if we look back, you understand that everybody wasn't chosen to do everything or all they had to do was show up, you understand, and listen and be a part of that way, you understand. You know, Joshua and Caleb was chosen, Moshe was chosen, Joseph was chosen, Jacob was chosen, Abraham was chosen by the all. But the peoples, you understand, they were had to have the willfulness to abide by those folk, you understand, mm-hmm. to listen to what they had to say or to be a part of that way. Everybody wasn't chosen. Hallelujah.
Well, that's true. That is so.
He gave everybody a certain charge. I gave him charge to do this. Moshe had the biggest portion of it all, man. He had to listen to what the Almighty say and bring it to the people the way he brought it to the people. He brought it to Pharaoh. You understand? He brought it to Pharaoh to the point where when they committed all those 10 plagues. You understand? Pharaoh said, "Go, but bless me also."
Absolutely. And this is the second Exodus. We got to have it because the word said we're going to have one. So I think we've reached the end of the show. Like I said today, I'd like to thank you all, Brother Yerushalayim, Sister Sanaya, Sister Natanya, Brother Adonia, and Brother William, and old Uriah, and Brother Jeremiah, and all the other brothers and sisters. I may not know you by name, but I know your voice. I just want to say thank you for giving me a day off yesterday, because I needed it, and I appreciate it. And we're going to do this more often, where I may be on there and you don't know I'm on there, but I'm somebody else has to take the helm and do what they need to do. So I just want to say thank you all for that. And, you know, and enjoy this time to rest and this time of peace, because when he do reach out, that's going to be the end of it, and we ain't going to have no more time to do anything. Brother Yerushalayim, if you don't mind, I'd like to call you when this is over with.
Yes, ma'am.
And on that note, we will see you guys on Tuesday night. You want to tell them about the men's call again, please?
Yes, ma'am. The men's call is every Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the number for that call is 720-820-1215. That's 720-820-1215, and there is no access code. Every Tuesday night, 7:30 p.m. Eastern.
All right, and we have a women's call the same time, Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, we have an access code, but you have to dial the phone number. The phone number is 712-770-4066. 712-770-4066, and the access code is 154-102-POUND, 154-102-POUND. And our class is really, it's off the chain. I mean, you know, we expect it to blow up with, you know, because we need it. And that's all I'm going to say, we need it. It's something that's needed. And on that note, you guys have a wonderful rest of your Sunday, the first day of the week, and we'll see you on Tuesday night. Shalom, shalom, everybody. Thanks again for giving me a day off. Shalom.
Shalom.